For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. Legislation that would cut the income tax rate in Missouri is halfway to becoming law after the Missouri Senate Monday overrode Governor Nixon's veto. But as Marshall Griffin tells us, the House has yet to vote.
House members spent more than an hour debating whether to override the veto on the tax cut bill, which would phase in a reduction of the individual tax rate to 5.5% from the current 6%, while phasing in a 25% deduction on business income reported by individuals. Majority floor leader John Deal told reporters he delayed the override vote because a Republican lawmaker was out of town.
One of my members had a brother-in-law pass away, right, and he had a funeral this afternoon. Hasn't made it back yet.
Is that your only member missing right
yes.
now?
Yes.
That GOP member was Rick Bratton of Harrisonville, who's expected back at the Capitol this morning. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Meanwhile, the Associated Press is reporting that Democrat Keith English of St. Louis County plans to join Republicans in overriding the veto. A compromise may be in sight between a student housing complex and a group of petitioners against the development. KBIA's Kelly Skian has this.
The city's newest First Ward Council member, Jenny Chadwick, introduced a bill at the Columbia City Council meeting Monday night that would replace the ground floor of Opus Development Company's planned apartments with an active living space, among other changes. Some Columbia residents hope this will create a friendlier feel along the sidewalk. The bill comes after Opus Development Company threatened to sue when a repeal campaign known as Repeal 6214 attempted to change their agreement. Repeal 6214 organizer Jeremy Root says he appreciates the process the bill will go through, but says he still doesn't support it.
It's going to go through a normal process, not at noontime meetings that are called through a highly irregular way. That's not the process that we like to see in Columbia. Our citizens are very invested and engaged, and they want to maintain the vision that they've sponsored and paid for downtown for years.
The 256-bed apartment is planned for Locust Street near 7th and 8th Streets. As part of the original agreement, Opus Development Company would still pay $450,000 before construction starts for sewer and water upgrades. The public has an opportunity to comment on the bill at the next city council meeting on May 19th. Kelly Skian, KBIA News.
The state Senate's budget chief says there are no plans to revise Missouri's financial projections despite a recent decline in tax revenues. House and Senate negotiators were to begin work Tuesday on a final version of Missouri's more than $26 billion budget for the fiscal year starting July 1st. They expect to get it done before Friday's constitutional deadline for passing a budget. Missouri's revenues fell 5% in April compared with the same month in 2013 and are up just 0.5% through the first 10 months of the 2014 fiscal year. But Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Kurt Schaefer says lawmakers aren't adjusting next year's revenue projections. Legislators had projected revenues to rise by 2% this year and an additional 4.2% next year. Missouri would hold presidential primary elections in March instead of February under a bill on its way to Governor Jay Nixon. House members approved the legislation Monday on a vote of 101 to 47. The Senate passed it 25 to 7 in April. The legislation comes after Missouri had a confusing 2012 presidential election process. State law called for a February primary, but the national political parties sought to discourage most states from voting that early. Missouri Republicans decided to disregard the primary results and use later caucuses to determine which candidate delegates would support at the Republican National Convention. Under this year's bill, Missouri's next presidential primary would take place March 15, 2016. Republican legislative leaders are halfway through their efforts to override Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's veto of a proposal to cut taxes in Missouri. The override vote in the Senate was no contest, where the GOP has a veto-proof majority and there were no defectors during Monday's vote. The House has not voted on the override yet, but spent more than an hour debating the bill yet again. Republicans argued the measure would help Missouri compete with Kansas and other nearby lower-tax states. Democrat John Carpenter of Clay County disagreed.
So is it going to do any good? I don't think so. I don't think going from 6 to 5.5 doesn't look good. I don't think one person, literally a single person, is going to move to the state of Missouri and set up shop here because he or she read that we went from 6 to 5.5. I don't think one person will do it.
Majority floor leader John Deal postponed the vote because fellow Republican Rick Bratton of Harrisonville was away from Jefferson City due to a death in the family. Bratton is expected back at the Capitol today, and Deal told reporters he expects to return to the veto override motion when they reconvene this morning. The University of Missouri has a new service learning program that will send students all over the state. This new program is a partnership between MU Extension and the Center for Leadership and Service. Students will go on service trips across the state to work on a variety of projects. MU Extension Interim Assistant Vice Provost Jill Millard says she is excited about the connection and getting students more involved in the community.
So we give them a list and then we ask the students, because it's student-led, what speaks to them and what they have a passion for. And then we hook them up with the people in that community to finish the project and budget and work on all the particulars.
Millard says there will be 8 different service projects that will be held over weekends starting this fall. An additional 8 projects will be planned in the spring. The program's goal is to complete at least one service project in 116 counties in Missouri. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestari.